present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us on a second visit to the town of Doncaster. Yorkshire's answer to what's that place you speed through to get to York? The old part of Doncaster is well known for its alternative lifestyles and spiritual practices. Earlier this year, an absent-minded keeper from the wildlife park took an orangutan to be treated at the acupuncture clinic, but by mistake went next door into the voodoo temple. And when the needles were plunged into the orangutan's flabby orange backside, 3,000 miles away, Donald Trump collapsed, clutching his face. Born in 1693, Yorkshireman John Harrison was a self-taught clockmaker who invented the marine chronometer, a long sought-after device for solving the problem of calculating longitude at sea. When Harrison died, he left over 1,000 clocks, watches and chronometers. It took nearly a year to wind up his estate. Doncaster's International Airport is built on the site of the former wartime base, RAF Finningley, where the Royal Air Force assigned a squadron of Lancaster bombers, until it was pointed out that they were supposed to be bombing Germany. After his capture, Wilhelm von Lindeiner, the World War II commandant of the infamous POW camp Stalag Luft III, was imprisoned in Doncaster. Released in 1946, Lindeiner chose to stay in Yorkshire, retiring to a bungalow on the coast. When he died in Bridlington, he was cremated there, where, as a mark of respect, mourners spread his ashes by shuffling around, dropping them down their trouser legs. Yorkshire's famous wildlife park nearby at Old Cantley houses the country's only polar bears. These voracious fresh meat eaters are housed in a realistic Arctic exhibit where visitors can also see a newly installed group of seal pups, unless you go after lunch. The Yorkshire Equal Opportunities Board was founded in Doncaster, and in 1999 they appointed their first woman commissioner, Jennifer Watson. With her honours degree in human resources, the board said Miss Watson not only brought a new perspective to equal opportunities, but also made a cracking cup of tea. The local writer Roger Atkinson last month published his book called How to Live in the Modern World Without Spending Money. It's already become the most shoplifted book in Waterstones. Let's meet the teams. On my right, Timbrook Taylor and Tony Hawks. And on my left, Pippa Evans and Richard Osman. Taking his place on the scoring desk next to me, please welcome our Nordic tree trunk in trunks. It's the rippling Sven. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. Good dictionary is essential for the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't understand the subtle difference between the words approval and auspices. Well, approval is the belief that someone or something is good or acceptable, whereas auspices are where elderly cockneys spend their final days. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, team. So your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Richard, you can start.
Midwifery, halfway through breaking wind.
Pippa?
Commodore, to punctuate an entrance.
Tim?
Arbitrate, a pirate reminiscing about internet download speeds.
Tony.
Planet. What should have happened with Brexit?
Effluent. Well-off southerners.
Hyacinth. An elevated keyboard.
Sounding board. Melvin Bragg's speaking voice.
Elsewhere. To curse in Spanish.
Dim sum. Maths is not your strong point.
Paucity. Scunthorpe.
Buffoon. Wind instrument with an inflated sense of its own importance.
Coquette. A small penis.
Hogwarts. STD suffered by David Cameron.
Organ donor. Substandard kebab.
Servile. Philip Green.
Noblesse. French for without a penis.
Tenacity. Community of incontinence sufferers.
Mineshaft. Hitler's more salacious autobiography.
OK, the teams are going to sing along to some well-known songs now in the round called Pick Up Song. Sven will spin the discs. Each of you sing along to the records teams until Sven turns the music down. If on its return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean an essentially meaningless exercise in tedious self-congratulation. What do points mean?
Prizes!
And this week's prize is two tickets for one of the most unexhilarating funfair rides ever conceived, a ghost train bus replacement service. So, Richard, I'd like you to start, and I'd like you to accompany the Arctic Monkeys singing I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor.
Stop making the eyes at me, stop making the eyes at you. And what it is that surprises me is that I don't really want you to. Your shoulders are frozen, cold as the night. Oh, but you're an explosion, you're dynamite. Your name isn't real, but I don't care for sound. And lighting the fuse might result in a bang, ba ba bang, go. I bet that you look good on the dance floor. Don't know what you're looking for, romance, or don't know what you're looking for. Well, I bet that you look good on the dance floor. Dancing to electro pop like a robot from 1984. From 1984!
Thank you, Richard. OK, well, you're next, Tim, and I'd like you to accompany Wheatus singing Teenage Dirtbag.
My name is Noel. I have a dream about her. She rings my bell. I got gym class in half an hour. Oh, how she rocks in keds and tube socks. But she doesn't know who I am. And she doesn't give a damn about me. Cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to Iron Maiden, baby, with me.
Wonderful for Tim to hear. I mean, you know, he's had complaints from his shower curtain. Well, you now, Tony, would you accompany French 70s punk artist Plastic Bertrand singing Ça plane pour moi?
Bam bam, mon chasse bas, j'y sur mon lit à vous faire salant dans buvant dans mon whisky quant à moi. Peu dormi, vie débrimée, j'ai dormi dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. Oui. En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, nous loulou, t'es nu chez moi, poupée de sel, fin cheveux d'ivoire.
un cheval attrape un gueule de bois. Ami nous vient dans un grand en cacatou. Comme un indien dans son igloo. Ça plaint pour moi. Ça plaint pour moi. Ça plaint pour moi, 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 ça plaint pour moi.
Thank you, Tony. Well, they liked it. And finally, Pippa, would you please accompany Alanis Morissette singing You Ought to Know?
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. An older version of me, is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. 'Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide. No! And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me it hold me until you died? Till you died while you're still alive. And I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away. It's not fair to deny me of the cross I bear that you gave to me.
Thank you, Pippa. Sorry if we've opened an old wound there. It's just a game, you know, you don't have to...
Oh, I feel a lot better.
Well, the teams are going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. This is a variation on the old TV favourite, Give Us a Clue, the show that featured Mime Master General Lionel Blair. Sprightly veteran Lionel is still active, and the recent one-man show received a five-star review from the theatre critic of Out of 100 magazine. Richard and Pippa, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Question time. Question time.
So you're guessing this one, Tim and Tony, and our audience may care to clap if they think Tony and Tim are getting warm. So off you go, Richard and Pippa.
It's a television programme, two words. Yes, the lady in the blue shirt.
I would like to ask the panel if they go well with chicken.
And the lady, yeah, just at the top, the lady in the glasses, please.
Is it okay to buy you freeze-dried? Or are fresh sprigs preferable?
I think we've got time for one more. I think we'll take the man. with the beard and the UKIP badge, please.
Is it true you originally come from Greece? It's a disgrace!
That's all from us. Good night.
Right, so we had two go well with chicken and it comes in sprigs, which would be it's a herb.
Yeah.
Go on and name some herbs, Tim.
Well, there's parsley, yeah. Sage, rosemary,
thyme.
Thyme.
Question time.
I imagine, though, you were also thinking, I thought there was only two people on that team, and I heard at least three different people on that team.
No. And I thought my Fiona Bruce was particularly good.
Here's a further title going on the laser display board for you, Tim and Tony, and Once again, the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Longest Day. The Longest Day.
It's a film, and it's three words, and it goes like this. So, how tall was Doris?
Five foot seven.
And what about Sir Robin?
Just shy of 6 foot.
Well, it's him then, isn't it?
I wonder if it's the longest day.
Okay, well, this next round is called North Korean Proverbs. So, teams, I have with me a selection of genuine but incomplete North Korean proverbs, and your job is to finish them off for me. Richard, you can start your North Korean proverb, and I'd like you to complete it, please. It starts like this. Where there are many carpenters, there are...
many radios playing Magic FM.
As he finishes, where there are many carpenters, there are curved walls. Tim, a frightened tiger...
needs a very big litter tray.
A frightened tiger fears a cat.
So,
One for you, Pippa, to finish, please. A beautiful flower does not always...
make up for your mistakes, you shit.
It's actually a beautiful flower does not always smell good. Tony, dog excrement can never be found when you need it for...
grouting.
It's actually dog excrement can never be found when you need it for medicine. Yes, I know. It's very good for sore throats, apparently. Takes your mind off it, anyway. Well, here are some for any of you to have a go at. Do not kill a mosquito with a...
large family.
Do not kill a mosquito with a dagger. Here's another one. In order to make a noise, two hands must...
be put together thusly.
How many other things can you do? Yes, in order to make a noise, two hands must meet. Another person's bread might look bigger, but...
you have to agree that those baps are enormous.
It's the full proverb is actually, another person's bread might look bigger, but my child looks better. I don't know where you would use that. Frogs don't remember they were...
in a terrible Paul McCartney song.
Frogs don't remember they were once tadpoles. And finally, a little pot...
makes a lot of these jokes funnier.
It's actually a little pot boils more quickly. Okay, teams, well, the next round is called Car or Bedroom. Tim has been telling us he's thinking of upgrading his old Audi, which he says is vital for getting him to his various gigs and professional engagements throughout the country. If you're interested, he says it's a bargain, just 5 years old and 3 miles on the clock. In this round, teams, I'd like you to come up with examples of phrases that might be suitable to use in either the car or the bedroom. Tim?
Oh, no, the battery's died.
Tony?
It would have been nice if he'd indicated before pulling out.
Pippa?
Have a rummage around. You might find some Murray mints in there.
Richard.
Tell your mum we should be getting to Bangor in about 20 minutes.
Are we nearly there yet?
It wouldn't be taking so long if people didn't keep slowing down to have a look.
Well, you've stuck your thumb up, so I stopped.
I'm sorry to ask, but did you ever get tested?
What does this little knob do?
I'm so sorry, I don't normally come this way.
I did say it was small, but I can still manage two in the front and three in the back.
This is taking longer than I expected.
Oh, no, we don't use the choke anymore.
The council really should have gritted this.
No way I'm letting him in.
Do you want me to take over?
Well, it's now time for some music in the game called Swanee Kazoo. This is where the teams duet to combine the angelic breeze of the Swanee whistle with the playground pop of the kazoo. The kazoo made the news recently when the world's biggest kazoo factory in China's Guangdong district was subject to an arson attack. A local fire chief said it put a huge strain on his men. At one point, they nearly ran out of petrol and matches. Piano, we have Colin Sell. Colin tells us how he once performed on the triangle with the Bermuda Symphony Orchestra. Mysteriously, as soon as he started to play, the entire audience disappeared. Okay, Tim and Tony, you can start. I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of The Lion Sleeps Tonight to feature Tony Hawks on the kazoo and Tim Brooke Taylor on the Swanee Whistle. Pippa and Richard, I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of Don't Go Breaking My Heart to feature Pippa Evans on the kazoo and Richard Osman on the Swanee Whistle. Colin would like to... You'd like to start it again, would you, Colin? Yeah, Colin...
Sorry, Colin.
Don't apologise, he's a vibe killer.
Thank you.
it's very nearly the end of the show, but there's just time to fit in a quick round of ancient Roman songbook. Our own Sven is a member of his local historical reenactment society and jousts most weekends in full armour. He vividly describes the anticipation before a jousting tournament, nervously waiting pole in hand, before raising his helmet in salute, geeing up his twitching steed and getting tossed off before he knows anything about it. Anyway, teams, in honour of Doncaster's Roman past, I'd like you to suggest song titles likely to appeal to an ancient Roman audience. Tim, you can start.
The Holly and the Ivy.
Richard.
Tiptoe through the tunics.
Pippa.
Gonna party like it's MCMXCIX.
Tony.
We will stone you.
Knights, I write Latin.
We don't need another Nero.
Gauls just want to have fun.
See, he's a jolly good fellow.
Like a Virgil.
A little less crucifixion and a little more action.
Do you think I'm Sextus?
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the stag party of time overdoes the duty free of destiny and the Falaraki-bound easy jet flight of fate is grounded by the pissed-up passengers of posterity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Sven, myself and our audience here in Doncaster, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Timber Taylor, Tony Hawks, Pippa Evans and Richard Osman were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sells setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.